which can offer low-cost predictions
for limited
specified time periods, such as when your kids are up, out, and on their own. Call me anytime. I would be glad to answer any questions you might have. My number is 866-282-3704. That's 866-282-3704.
WWNA, Pompano Beach.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a non-profit organization created to help armed men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
Hey, good afternoon. Trip Beckert here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I'm your special guest here today on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Today's program is being brought to you by Rockers in Recovery, Beckert and Associates, Cantonelli Builders, and Sleep Pillow. We'd like to thank our sponsors for continuing to support this programming. Again, my name is Trip Beckert. I'm an attorney here in South Florida. I've been practicing here in Pompano Beach for over 17 years. And today we're going to be talking about, has your boss ripped you off? Yes, it's a very touchy subject. Has your boss ripped you off? One of the areas that our practice concentrates heavily in is representing not only the employers, but the employees for not being paid their proper wage and hourly rate. There are a number of ways in which an employer typically will not pay you as an employee the time of which you are entitled. We have to look at this. First of all, let's give the employers the benefit of the doubt. And we will start with the first area where an employee is typically misclassified. A misclassified employee can be somebody that an employer classifies as exempt from being paid the mandatory time in one half for those hours worked in excess of 40 hours. In the state of Florida, as well as throughout the rest of the United States, under the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act, that's the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act, any employee who works in excess of 40 hours is entitled to 1 1/2 time his regular pay. Now, there are a number of exemptions that employers use in order to get around paying their employees this mandatory required time and one half for those hours worked in excess of 40 hours. at Beckert and Associates. We concentrate a large portion of our practice is dedicated toward representing those individuals who have not been properly paid under the Fair Labor Standards Act. We're located on Atlantic Boulevard in Pompano Beach, 954-941-8363. 954-941-8363. You can call us and set up a free consultation anytime to go over whether or not you were misclassified as an employee. What happens is an employer will sit you down when you're hired and they'll say, this is a salaried position, and we're going to pay you X amount of dollars to work per week. And unfortunately, in the economy that we're in today, a lot of folks will, you know, if it's a decent salary, they got to pay their bills, they got to feed their kids, they've got to make ends meet, and they'll take the job. And as time starts clicking along, they realize, wait a minute, I'm working 60, 70 hours a week here, and I'm getting a flat salary for all of this work that I'm doing, and I'm not getting paid for anything over 40 hours. And, I kind of feel like I've put in more hours than what I'm actually getting back. And when you start doing the math, I'm barely making minimum wage. And that's oftentimes what happens. An employer takes a salaried position, and then they start doing the math when it comes down to the actual number of hours it's taking per week for them to complete that task. And they realize they're not able to make ends meet even with this salary. So you have to look at the actual position that you are in order to determine whether or not you're qualified to be exempt from overtime or not. Now, a lot of times employers will give you a label. They'll say, well, you're a manager. You're not required to be paid overtime. And that's simply not the case. Simply because you're given a title does not in and of itself exempt you from the requirements under the Fair Labor Standards Act. A number of employees that are working as, quote, managers or even assistant managers are given a salary, and they believe that what they're doing actually is exempting them from pay of time and a half or overtime, and that's simply not the case. The employer and the actual job description that you are given by the employer mandates pretty much whether or not you are exempt. For example, we represent some gas station managers, and the reality is the gas station franchise had simply labeled these individuals as managers when these actual managers did not set the schedule for any employees. The managers did not have any hiring or firing decision-making abilities. These managers did not have any input as to what products were to be placed on the shelves. These managers did not have any input as to the dollars that were to be charged for the products that were on the shelves. So really, they were given a managerial title in order to avoid the obligation of the employer to pay them the required time and one half. And we've been successful in a number of these cases where the managers are entitled to time and one half, as well as assistant managers are entitled to time and one half, despite the fact that your salary and despite the fact that you have the title. The law goes into the specifics as to the amount of hours or time you spend doing managerial duties as opposed to regular office positions, and it also goes into the ability of the, quote, manager or the, quote, assistant manager to act with autonomy or act on his own versus having to get authority and approval from upper management for each and every one of those items. So that's just one example of how employers miscategorize employees and in fact deny them thousands of dollars for the amount that they work per year. Another example is paralegals. Paralegals are often hired by attorneys in the legal profession, which I'm a part of, and they are hired on a salary basis. And, in fact, a lot of these paralegals work many, many more hours than a 40-hour work week. And at the end of the day, they never get overtime pay for the hours that they work. It's a simple misclassification. Sometimes the employer is doing this without the knowledge that they're doing something wrong, and sometimes they know very well that they are breaking the law and they're just trying to get away with lowering their monthly expenses by basically ripping off the employees that they have working for them. Another way in which employers get around paying employees their time in one half is they pay them straight time for those hours worked in excess of 40 hours. So say you're getting $10 an hour and you work 45 hours. Well, a lot of times the employer will simply pay you $10 an hour for those extra 5 hours instead of paying you time in one half. Now, there are a number of different calculations that we must use when we're calculating what you're actually owed for your back overtime wages. Some of the salary employees are paid and calculated differently than the hourly employees. The one thing that you have to realize is that the statute of limitations on a wage and hour claim under the Fair Labor Standards Act is 2 years. So the statute runs very quickly on you, and you're not able to go back against your old employers for ripping you off when, in fact, they did and they got away with it simply because you sat on your claim for over 2 years. And you're only allowed to go back 2 years from the date that you filed the lawsuit. So simply because you file suit within 2 years doesn't mean you're able to recoup all of the time that you were entitled to as a result of your claim. So all of those hours that you that were beyond the two-year mark, you've lost. Now, in certain and in rare instances, an employee is able to go back 3 years. The threshold and the burden of proof is somewhat different than a normal wage and hour claim in as much as we have to prove that it was a willful violation. In order to establish that, typically you're looking at somebody who's already been cited by the Department of Labor or has already had a claim of this nature brought against them and is on notice that what they're doing and their pay practices are improper. So it's very important as an employee that simply because an employer tells you that you are not entitled to overtime or an employer tells you you are salary does not negate the fact that you may in fact be entitled to wages which are computed at time in one half for those hours in excess of 40 hours. And it's very important that you make sure that your particular job description is very clear. And if you ask your employer why you're not being paid time and a half, and they give you some sort of flip answer like it's because I said so, I would imagine it would be in your best interest to investigate whether or not you're entitled to such compensation. When we at Beckert & Associates take on a claim like this, typically there's a fee provision in the statute which requires the employer to pay our fee. So we're not taking something out of your settlement money at the time in which we recover for you. It's not like an auto case where it's contingent and we take a third, because typically in these particular cases under the Fair Labor Standards Act, the employer is going to be required to pay the attorney's fees associated with having to bring this claim. So it's important that you look at this and that you make sure that you are not misclassified under the Fair Labor Standards Act by your employer. Again, if you have any questions, whether or not you are exempt, whether or not you would be entitled to overtime, you're entitled to a free consultation at our office anytime. You come in, make an appointment. We're located right in Pompano Beach. You can find us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com or you can call us anytime at 954-941-8363. 954-941-8363. We'll be right back after these messages. Thank you.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web, Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Super of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com. The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now back to today's show.
Hey, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again. Today's program being brought to you by Rockers in Recovery, Beckers & Associates, and Cantinelli Builders. At the first quarter of the hour, we were talking about, is your boss ripping you off? It's a very difficult time out here with the economy, and it's important that the employees are not unwittingly being taken advantage of. And sometimes, again, like I said at the first quarter of the hour, the employers are not doing this intentionally. They are just simply relying on information that was given to them by somebody else. That's the way I paid my employees, so they continue to pay their employees. That doesn't necessarily make it right, but it doesn't make it a willful violation either. But a lot of times there's employees that are being taken advantage of by employers that is willful. Other areas where employers are actually in violation of the Fair Labor Standards Act is, in fact, by not keeping accurate or any, for that matter, time records. Your employers are required by law to keep track of the actual number of hours you work per day. And it's irrespective of whether you're salary, whether you're hourly, whether you're on commission or not. They need to keep track of your hours. However, one of the most important things you can do as an employee is to keep your own records. I know oftentimes it's a pain to keep track of such things, but if you're handing in a time card at the end of the week, copy it. Make a copy, stick it in a notebook for yourself. If you have a printout of some sort of the actual hours that you're working, make a copy of it or print out an extra copy for yourself before you hand it in to the employer. If you're actually logging in and out of your computer, and that's how you keep track of the number of hours that you're working per week, keep track of it, because believe it or not, you may start off a working relationship with an employer and everything will be fine and dandy. But as it deteriorates because you are, in fact, not being paid the hours or the hourly rate that you're entitled, you'll want to have those records, and you'll be sorry if you don't start keeping them for yourself. It's not a very difficult thing to do to keep track of your hours, and it's something that you should be protecting yourself by doing. Oftentimes, the employer tries to get out from under a wage and hour claim by claiming, well, I don't have any hours, and there's no way for us to prove that he did or didn't work those number of hours. Well, that's not necessarily the case. If an employer does not keep accurate records of his employees' times, there is an actual burden shifting that takes place in the litigation, which really hampers the employer's ability to defend this type of claim. So it's really important that those hours of your employer by your employer are kept thoroughly. There's also a lot of times employers will try to get around the actual reporting requirements by actually keeping track of the hours, but they make you clock in and clock out when you're actually still working. Oftentimes an employer will require employees to show up at a certain time but not allow them to clock in for a certain amount of time after they've already arrived and done work. And then they make them automatically clock out at 5. They make them sign documents that say, this is to verify that I have worked these hours and that I have I've been paid all of the hours that I'm entitled to. That doesn't necessarily get you over your claim with respect to entitlement to pay for a time and one half under the Fair Labor Standards Act. It hurts your case a little bit, but if you have enough people stepping forward and saying, no, this was an actual fraud that the employer was committing, it's very helpful. Again, if you have your own records and you have a way of substantiating your time, it really negates all of those things that the employer tries to do to get around the required reporting requirement. Oftentimes, employers will deduct time for your, quote, meal breaks or your, quote, 15-minute breaks during the day. And you've, in fact, never even taken a meal break, or you're actually doing something while you're eating for the company, and you pulled your lunch bag out of your drawer, and you're sitting at your desk doing what you were doing when you were not on your break. So you're entitled to all of those hours you actually perform work for your employer. And he cannot and should not be deducting time for breaks that you have, in fact, not taken. I touched on the first quarter of the hour paying you salary just because I think it's one of the biggest areas that employers misstep or mistakenly misclassify employees in South Florida. They will take people from every avenue, and they will try to pigeonhole them into a salary position. Bookkeepers. We represent a number of bookkeepers. We represent just because you're a bookkeeper doesn't mean that and your paid salary doesn't mean that you're not entitled to time and a half for those hours over 40 hours. Inside sales representatives. If you're inside and you're doing sales, you're entitled to time and one half for those hours over 40 hours. If you're outside sales reps, you're not entitled to it. So there's a distinction that the Fair Labor Standards Act makes with respect to inside and outside sales reps. There's a difference between an architect and a simple draftsman. So there are a number of different areas, and it's very important that you get with somebody who knows how to make the actual determination regarding your position and whether or not an exemption exists under the Fair Labor Standards Act. It's not an easy statute to read. It's thousands and thousands of pages long. There are a number of exemptions, and there's a number of cases that talk about the different exemptions and what's required to actually fall under one of these exemptions. So you can't just go to a simple chart and say, I do this and this is what I'm entitled to. I wish it were that easy, because then employers would be prohibited from taking advantage of the employees down here in South Florida. A lot of times folks are put on commissions. And simply because you're paid on a commission-only basis does not in and of itself exempt you from being entitled to time and a half. You know, oftentimes you hear of these folks that are commission-only folks, and they are, in fact, entitled to time and a half. I have a client I'm representing now who was performing work for a company, and he was actually doing installation of sprinkler work, and they had him on a commission basis. And I don't believe that they're entitled to actually exempt him from his time and one half for those hours he worked in excess of 40 hours. So, you know, when you look at the different positions that people are working at in down here, it's really important that you make sure that you classify correctly. Unfortunately, teachers, you're exempt. You're not entitled to time and a half. One of the biggest areas is we have home health aides. Again, they're not entitled to time and a half, and they work a million hours. It's one of the most underpaid positions in the United States, and they're caring for our elderly and for our parents, and they're not entitled to time and a half, and they're really being taken advantage of. But you have a lot of folks that are in the labor pools, that are in doing simple labor type of jobs, and in fact they are entitled to time and a half. But oftentimes the area that's most misrepresented are the white collar positions. The blue collar guys, they know, hey, look, I'm doing this job, I'm entitled to time and a half, and don't work me over. The blue-collar guys get taken advantage of because the employer will say, well, take it or leave it. And if you've lost your job or you've had to leave your job and you want to bring a suit, it's sometimes a lot easier once you've left than it is while you're actually working there. But there are remedies that we have available for us under the law that prevent retaliation by the employer. But again, the white-collar area is the area that most folks overlook as far as entitlement to time and one-half for those hours worked in excess of 40 hours. Any of the folks that are working in doctor's offices, law offices, that are working in accounting offices, any of those hours that you're working over 40 hours, you're entitled to time and a half. If you're a non-government agency, you're a private agency, they're not allowed to give you comp time or flex time like the government agencies are allowed to do. So it's very important that you contact somebody at the Beckert & Associates, 954-941-8363, 954-941-8363, and let us explain to you what it is that you are entitled to and what it is that you're not entitled to. A lot of times folks come to me and say, no, your employer's paying you right, but a lot of times they're not. So it's important that that you are, in fact, well-informed and that you know your rights when it comes to this area of law. We'll be right back after the break.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. specialist in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
My name is Charles Becker. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Hey, welcome back. Again, Trip Becker here, standing in for John Hollis. Again, our sponsors today are Rockers in Recovery, Becker & Associates, Cantonelli Builders, and the Sound Pillow. I'd like you to go visit rockersinrecovery.com, see what John's been up to, putting together a number of links for all you folks to connect all the dots out there on the World Wide Web. It's a real labor of love for him, so I'd like you to go in there and take a look at what he's been doing, and please leave your comments with him as to how much you you enjoy his efforts there. You know, when we left off, we were talking about has your boss ripped you off, and you know, this is one of those areas of law that I fell into many years ago, and it's very important that employees know how to determine whether or not they are entitled to just a salary rate or time in one half for those hours worked in excess of 40 hours. As I mentioned at the first quarter of the hour, a lot of times employers will give you a label such as a manager. But there are a number of other labels that employers give you in order to get around paying you your time in one half and giving you a salary. A lot of times they will call you the foreman, when in fact you don't have the ability to hire, fire. You're not running the crew. You have no ability to make the decisions on your own. And in fact, it's simply just a title in order to get around paying your time in one half for those hours in excess of 40 hours. Typically, a foreman would be the guy that would be running the job, reading the plans, making sure that the different laborers are doing what they're supposed to be doing, supervising not all aspects of a particular job. Doesn't matter whether it's in construction or other areas, a foreman's job is a foreman's job. But if somebody doesn't have the ability to direct others on the job, how to do certain tasks, doesn't have the ability to make decisions, doesn't have the ability to hire and fire folks, doesn't have the ability to determine the number of hours a person's supposed to work or set the schedule, he's not a foreman. It's simply a title in order to avoid exposure under the Fair Labor Standards Act. So it's important that if you are in that situation and you're called a foreman but you have none of the ability to make those type of decisions I just discussed, then it's important that that you possibly explore whether or not you are being paid properly under the Fair Labor Standards Act. We have a lot of restaurants in South Florida. In South Florida, executive chefs are the guys that go in and make the decisions as to what the menu is and what's going to be going on in the restaurant are exempt. But there are a lot of guys out there that are what they call sous chefs, or they're the assistant chefs in the restaurant industry. And again, they're put on a salary, and they're given this, quote, title as a sous chef. But they're, in fact, an employee that is entitled to time and a half under the Fair Labor Standards Act. There are a number of individuals that I've represented in the past that work in the restaurant industry that have not been properly compensated for those hours they worked in excess of 40 hours. If you're a chef in a restaurant but you do not have any of the decision-making clout in the actual business, you're really not going to be exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, and you really need to take a look at your position. A lot of times, the owners of the restaurant set the hours, they set the pay, they set the menu, they set the actual vendors that the business is going to purchase from, and they make all of the decisions. And they call you the executive chef, but you're not, in fact, the executive chef. Or if you're a sous chef and all you're really doing is doing certain prep work and you have no decision-making authority in the day-to-day operations of the business, you would, in fact, be entitled to time in one half. Again, all of these areas that I've been discussing are fact-specific. I need to go through the exact nature of your employment. I need to go through the exact paychecks. I need to go through the exact way in which you are compensated to make an actual factual determination as to whether or not you are, in fact, entitled to time and a half. But I'm trying to give you broad stroke guidelines by which to follow to make at least a generic decision as to whether or not you may be remotely under and compensated for the time that you're working or not. But again, in order to make an actual dispositive determination as to whether or not you're entitled to time and a half for those hours worked over 40 hours, you need to come in. It doesn't cost you anything to sit down for 10 minutes and go over your pay stubs, to go over your job description with us at Beckert & Associates. We're located right in Pompano Beach on Atlantic Boulevard. We're easy to get to from Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. We also represent folks on the West Coast. We have folks all the way up the state that have hired us. We're admitted into the Southern District and Middle District federal courts, which is where these actual claims have to be filed. We're able to sit down with you. It's an easy call, 954-941-8363, 954-941-8363, and we're able to qualify you and make a determination as to whether or not you may be entitled. It doesn't cost you anything even if we file the lawsuit. We take these cases very seriously. And we know that if we file a suit and it's a dud, we're not going to get anything out of it. So we're not going to waste your time or ours with a claim that doesn't warrant our attention. So it's one of those things that we have a vested interest in recovery for you. We will work as hard and as diligently as we can to get you the maximum recovery that you're entitled to. We file these cases under the name of one person, but oftentimes these cases evolve into what they call collective actions. And in federal courts, when you file a case under the Fair Labor Standards Act, it's very similar to a class action lawsuit. And all of the employees that work for your company that are similarly situated to you are entitled to join your suit and to recover the unpaid overtime wages that they are entitled from the last 2 years. And again, I said you could go back in remote instances up to 3 years, but you're usually looking at a 2-year statute of limitations. So this is a situation where you kind of have to make a decision early on whether or not you are going to proceed or not, because the longer you sit on your claim, you lose dollars every single day, and it may not be there for you when you decide that you do, in fact, want to do something about it. This is oftentimes a situation where folks are laid off or fired, and then they find out later that they're entitled to this type of compensation. And it's not something that you're doing from a retaliatory perspective, or you're doing it because you don't like somebody. You work the hours. It's not like you're doing something wrong, and it's not like you're doing something vindictive. This is simply the hours that you worked for an employer that you're entitled to be paid for. Nobody's out here asking to get you something that you're not entitled to. Nobody's trying to get you something that you didn't earn and that you didn't work for. So it's very important that you don't look at yourself as somebody who's taking advantage of somebody or a company, because you're not. Your time is very valuable. Every hour that you work takes away hours that you could be spending with your kids, with your spouse, on your favorite hobbies, and you dedicated those hours to the profits and to the pursuits of your employer. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be compensated for those hours that you really put into his company, and that he's justly responsible for paying you for. So, again, just take the time, investigate what you're entitled to. And as I said before, you could be entitled to nothing, or you could be entitled to full boat time and a half. One of the unique provisions under the Fair Labor Standards Act is if we do find that the employer has acted willfully in denying your pay for a time and one half under the Fair Labor Standards Act, we are entitled to seek punitive damages, which would mean that you would typically, if you were owed $5,000, you would be entitled to $10,000 for his misconduct in willfully refusing to pay you your time and a half when he knew or should have known that, that you were entitled to that payment. So it's a unique provision that really tries to level the playing field for employees who have been taken advantage of by unscrupulous employers. I grew up here in South Florida. You know, this is what I call home. But unfortunately, we have a lot of folks that have made this their home that aren't on the up and up, and that have really gone out of their way to get ahead at the expense of others. So it's important that we have folks that are out there advocating for the rights of the employees and those workers. Give us a call at Beckert & Associates, or you can find us on the web, southfloridaattorney.com, 954-941-8363. We'll be right back after the break. My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web, Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Hey, thanks. Welcome back. Again, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Rockers in Recovery. Please visit John over there at rockersinrecovery.com. Cantinelli Builders. And the Sound Pillow. Without these folks, these shows would not be possible. Again, my name is Tripp Beckert, and I'm an attorney here in South Florida, and I've been representing folks for over 17 years. It's been a pleasure to have worked in the community for this long. And in the last few minutes of the show, I'd like to kind of go over the services that we are able to provide you at Beckert & Associates. You've heard a couple of our spots during the breaks here, but I'd like to give you a little bit more detail about what we can do and how we can help you out there in the community. a lot of the common things that come across my desk on a daily basis are just folks having difficulty with day-to-day things that occur in their lives. I'm a landlord, and I've got a tenant that won't pay his rent. Or I'm a tenant, and my landlord's trying to kick me out even though I paid my rent. We do a lot of landlord-tenant evictions and or defense of tenants that are being wrongfully evicted here in the community. And those are just kind of like your day-to-day things. I have a lot of folks that just need a simple will. They need somebody to just kind of guide them through a business transaction. These are the type of day-to-day things that we help people with because they just need answers. Sometimes it doesn't take a lot of time and it doesn't cost a lot of money, but you just need to run something by an attorney or somebody you feel is qualified to help you. And a lot of these services we provide to the community at a lower cost rate than we would other law firms. Because we like to help the folks out there, but you know, we're realistic and we're hoping that you will think of us when you have more important needs. And those more important needs come about when you or one of your loved ones is involved in an accident, and we represent the injured all throughout South Florida. When it comes to any type of automobile, scooter, motorcycle, boating, cruise line type of cases. If you're injured by another person in any way, shape, or form, we are able to guide you through the system and to assist you in letting you know what your rights are and what you need to do in order to get through the maze of paperwork that would be required to recover under such circumstances. We have a number of clients over the years that we've represented over and over again. Unfortunately, we have some of the worst drivers in South Florida, and I have a number of clients that have been rear-ended, run over, cut off a number of times. And the bulk of my practice is repeat business, and it's kind of crazy to think that, you know, you have these folks that are involved in these accidents over and over again. But unfortunately, in Florida, we have a lot of folks out there that don't know how to drive and that that drive recklessly and that drive without insurance. When we were on 2 weeks ago, we talked about those folks that are out there driving with no insurance and how important it is to have uninsured or underinsured motorist insurance on your car or on your motorcycle or on your boat because you have to protect yourself and your family and be able to provide for them in case of a catastrophic accident. I have a lot of folks out there that are riding on scooters these days simply because they can't afford the gas and they need transportation. It's a very dangerous mode of transportation, but it's necessary. And unfortunately, the drivers in South Florida pay no attention to scooters or motorcycles. They cut the motorcycles and the scooters off without even looking, and they could care less. And I represent a number of folks that have been injured by automobiles while riding on their scooters or motorcycles. So that's another one of those important areas. If you have a loved one or a family member or yourself that's been injured in one of those types of instances, to come see us. If you've had a slip and fall on a cruise ship, we go up against the cruise ship industry. We have to do so in federal court in Miami. It's required. The statute is very short. There's a number of rules and regulations that we have to follow in order to prevail against the cruise ship industry. So it's very important that you have somebody that knows the ins and outs of those type of things. If you've been involved in a boating accident, it's again we handle a number of these boating accident type cases, and it's they all have their own little idiosyncrasies that need to be addressed, and you need to have somebody who has the experience. Combined, the guys that I work with, we have over 60 years of experience, and I have over 17 going into my 18th year. So I've been around a while, and I've kind of seen a lot of what's out there, and I'm able to try to protect you and to help you through this type of stuff. Another one of the areas that we'd like to help folks with in our practice is family law. We have a large number of cases in our office wherein we represent folks that are unfortunately going through a dissolution of marriage, or they're seeking to modify a child support obligation, or they're trying to get child support from a deadbeat parent, or they are trying to get alimony or to reduce the amount of alimony that they're required to pay. And these are all family law type of issues, and they all have a whole body of law that follows the requirements that you need to meet in order to get the result that you're looking for. And you need somebody that, that's going to tell you when you come in to see them, no, your case is not going to prevail, or yes, you have a case. Because it would be easy for me to bring somebody in and take their money and then not get them a result, but that's not going to get me any repeat business, and that's not going to get a happy client out of you. And I want you to walk away happy, and I want you to come back and refer another client. So it's important that that you have somebody that knows those types of areas. We also do quite a bit of immigration. We're in South Florida, and we have a lot of folks that marry or an immigrant that need help, or they're an immigrant themselves and they've married a U.S. citizen and they need help transitioning into the U.S. Mainstream, and the only way to do that is through the U.S. government. So it's one of those areas of law that's very cumbersome, but it's doable if you have the right advice you have the right staff that's able to kind of get you through the system. We do criminal we do the wage and hour claims, which I talked mostly about this hour. You can find us on the web, southfloridaattorney.com. You can email me directly at trip at southfloridaattorney.com. I have two Julies in my office, so you can contact either one of the Julies, 954-941-8363, 954-941-8363, or again on the web at southfloridaattorney.com. We're located at 901 East Atlantic Boulevard in Pompano Beach. Again, we've been representing folks in the community for over 17 years, and it would be my pleasure to serve you. I hope to see you next time, and I appreciate you tuning in. And thanks again to all of our sponsors, Rockers in Recovery, Cantonelli Builders, and the Sound Pillow. Thanks again. This is Trip Beckert signing off. Good day.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. Preceding program is a Rockers in Recovery radio production. Rights to this program are the sole rights of Rockers in Recovery Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of this program in any form without express written consent is prohibited. WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use, addiction recovery, and an overall approach to your healthy lifestyle. Don't miss the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, Monday through Friday afternoons at 2, Saturdays from 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11, only on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470, with even more information you can use, join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio Show at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Tune in for the latest information on nutrition and cutting-edge solutions to your most pressing health problems. It's the Invite Health Radio Show with pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on 870 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network.
This is Steve Canham sitting here in the studio with my good friend Bob Reich from MetLife. Bob, when it comes to choosing a financial advisor, everyone's so scared and confused. How does one pick a good advisor? What do you look for?
Well, Steve, there are a number of key factors in choosing an advisor. One that I want to talk about today is, do they listen? The really important thing is, do they ask you the right questions and listen? And the test for this is the next time you come to your follow-up meeting, have they reiterated your concerns, or are they just off on a tangent that doesn't address you at all?
Well, there is no question listening is important. If you have a question for Bob Reich, give him a call at MetLife, toll-free 1-866-282-3704. That's 1-866-282-3704.
KMB Home Healthcare in Plantation reminds us, over 4.5 million Americans are diagnosed with Alzheimer's every year. Early diagnosis gives you a chance to get the maximum benefit from available treatment. For a list of the 10 most common warning signs and resources available, visit alz.org. This message from KMB Home Healthcare in Plantation at 4330 West Broward Boulevard, or call 583-7077, where they say, K&D makes a positive difference.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein. Dr. Stein is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon and board-certified pain specialist. He focuses on acute and chronic pain reduction and elimination, as well as circulatory dysfunction. Stay tuned to learn how Dr. Stein can incorporate neurotherapy, prolotherapy, detoxification, and nutrition in the process of eliminating pain without the use of harmful drugs or surgery. His offices are located at 6766 West Sunrise Boulevard, Suite 100 in Plantation. For an appointment, call 954-581-8585. That's 954-581-8585. Or contact Dr. Stein on the Internet by visiting his website at www.proloshot.com. That's P-R-O-L-O-S-H-O-T.com. Your comments and questions are welcome during today's program. Call us toll-free, 888-565-1470. That's 888-565-1470. And now, here's Dr. Alvin Stein.
Good morning and welcome to today's show. We are here on Tuesday morning. It is March 1st, 2011. It is 11:03 in the morning. And if you're listening to this show on Tuesday morning, March 1st, at 11:03 in the morning, the show is live in the studio. The telephone number to join us on the air, toll-free, is 888-565-1470. That's 888-565-1470. The telephone number in the office for calls for appointment or to talk to me and ask questions off the air is 954 5818.